League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We got a good one in store for you tonight. It is Election Day, and of course, we're not going to be talking any election politics on this, but we are on the heels of Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and the Blitz. So hope some of you are hanging around here as you're making your way home, potentially. This is the most important Soccer Matters show until the next one. Sponsored by the Texas Children's here in the first hour, and we have a wonderful tie-in with Texas Children's Hospital throughout. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about a former patient who starred for his college team this weekend. Call-in number is always 713-780-3776. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Hit me up on Twitter throughout the show at Glenn Davis Sock or behind the scenes at Instagram. Now, we got a show tonight that I am super excited about. So the Copa Libertadores is this weekend. This is a soccer property in the United States that I think more of us need to pay attention to. This is an incredible tournament. It is with all the top teams in South America. It is the Champions League of South America. And as we all know, Boca Juniors and River Plate, who has one of the greatest sports rivalries, if not the greatest in the world, are squaring off in the finals of the Copa Libertadores for the first time ever. It'll be a home and home. One game at Boca, La Bombonera, one game in Buenos Aires on the other side of town in the Monumental. This is a can't-miss game, and two games, really, starting with this Saturday. And I'm hoping some of you who have not focused on the Copa Libertadores will take the opportunity to watch it this weekend. I believe it's 2 o'clock Central Time. I believe it's on Fox Deportes. You will find it. The atmosphere is going to be unbelievable and downright dangerous, if we're really being honest. So with that, we have two guys who played in the Copa Libertadores on the show tonight. Dario Sala, Atlanta United assistant coach, played in it for Deportivo Cali of Colombia, which, by the way, he was on a team that beat Tata Martino, and he's going to tell you a little bit about that. But we're going to ask Dario about playing in the Copa Libertadores and where Atlanta United is right now. And do they have the pressure of having to win the MLS Cup in Atlanta in only their second year? And I'm going to say probably that's what fans are expecting down there. And that's a healthy thing. Now, also on the show, Johnny Walker. Johnny Walker is an American goalkeeper who just up and went with a contact down to Chile and ended up being down there for a year and finally getting an opportunity and a paycheck, and goes on to play for Colo-Colo and clubs like Católica, which are two of the biggest clubs in Chile. And he's got some Copa Libertadores stories, including playing at La Bombonera against Boca Juniors, that are going to make your head spin. Make your head spin. Now, you think you got pressure playing in pro sports leagues in the United States? How about when you're on the field and your personal safety is at stake in front of these massive crowds? So let's get after it tonight. Exciting news about a live show that we'll have at Advantage BMW in Midtown November 20th. So thanks to Philip Southwick and company down there. We're going to have a pre-show cocktail party. And then 7 to 9, we're going to do live radio. But we're going to do it amongst all those amazing BMW machines down there. Tickets tonight to give away to Tigres Pumas. To give away for that friendly match that's coming up here. When is that friendly match? I'm going to look at this ticket. I believe it's November 17th. And yes, it is November 17th, 2 o'clock. So that's what we got going on there as well. So those are our guests tonight. We'll also have a bonus interview with Ross Smith, who is the Portland Timbers analyst and former professional soccer player as well. 713-780-3776. Two questions to give you tonight. Greatest rivalry. And I would say in sports, is there anything bigger than Boca Juniors and River Plate in Argentina? Socially, culturally, politically. So what is your favorite rivalry? And I'm going to go all sports tonight. 713-780-3776. I'd love it to be soccer, but if you think it's something outside of soccer, that's fine. Greatest rivalry in sports. 713-780-3776. And also because it's election day, if you could change one thing, you could come up with an amendment to the sport of soccer, what would it be? You might get rid of VAR. You might say, we want three subs instead of four. I would write an amendment to take diving out of the game. Whatever it is, 713-780-3776. We'll have our favorite tweets tonight with Victor Ariza. But we'll start it off with a little bit of Boca Juniors and River Plate. Okay, so this is at La Bombonera on November 10th. That's Saturday, 2 o'clock, as I mentioned. Then on the 24th, it goes to the Monumental. Now, these are bitter rivals. They share a city. But it's a rivalry that, to many, is unmatched in the world. Social, political, cultural, I mentioned that. History. Southern Buenos Aires is the city of Buenos Aires is where Boca Juniors is from. You always see Maradona hanging out of a box there. They play in the famed La Bombonera. It's aptly called the Chocolate Box. Is there a better name for a stadium than the Chocolate Box? Not sure. River Plate, crosstown, known as the Millionaires, plays in the famed Monumental. No rival fans allowed at either of these games. So these games are going to be sold out. And both teams are going to have to go to their opponent and play in front of a crowd that includes none of their fans. This will be the first time they will ever meet to decide the Copa Libertadores. And this is going to go down in history. And the reason you say that is because next year the format changes to a neutral site. This will never happen again. That's why tickets are going for $3,000. So I hope you can take the time out to watch this passion. 713-780-3776. Craziness surrounds us like no other. This is a huge security operation as well, and that's why the fans have been split. But fans who get tickets to this are going to witness history. And this could end up for the Copa Libertadores, CONMEBOL, as a real opportunity to showcase this tournament to the world, and it could reap huge benefits down the road, including increased revenues in so many different ways. To show you where this gets taken to, there was once a match between these two teams where, you know, they have the tunnel and it's made of a cloth and they come through the tunnel. A hole was punched in the tunnel, and as River Plate is running out, tear gas is pumped in there. So guys are running out of the tunnel onto the field and they're wiping their eyes and there's tears in their eyes. It's craziness. And that's probably one of the tamer things that have happened. So it's Guillermo Barr Schelotto, who, by the way, the Boca manager is not available. He is available for Boca. It's the River manager, Marcelo Gallardo, who in their semifinal knowingly went down to the locker room, even though he was banned, knowing he was going to get fined. He got fined $50,000. He will not be on the field. He won't be available. Not supposed to be in the stadium either. Gallardo played at DC United here, by the way. Guillermo Barros-Schelotto, the Boca manager, is expected to take over Atlanta United for Tata Martino, who was rumored to be taking the Mexico job. So, this is going to be something special. This is can't-miss soccer television. 713-780-3776 is the number. Your greatest rivalry in sports. What is it? Might be Celtic and Rangers in Scotland. I don't know. Tom Clare, who we all know has had some wonderful health news. Tom Clare, who is the great historian that has been on the show many times. He's an author. Has booked the legendary Manchester United manager, Ron Atkinson, for the Soccer Matters pediatric cancer dinner. So we're going to talk a little bit about that later on tonight. And we want to get people signing up for that early. It's in June, but it always makes the event go earlier. Blake Lieberman, by the way, speaking at Texas Children's Hospital, he was a patient there. He's a goalkeeper for Trinity, which is one of the top Division III programs in the country, run by Paul McGinley, a friend of mine. Trinity won their SCAC title. He was in goal in the penalty kicks. He's a cancer survivor. This is just another wonderful story. And they have gone on to the NCAA tournament Division III. They have won national titles there. But Blake Lieberman from Katy, just such an uplifting story if you know Blake. NCAA college soccer selection on the women's side has been completed. Texas, Texas A&M have all made it into that tournament. So that's all coming up on Friday, and then the men's will move it. They'll have their conference tournament finals this coming week, and then their selection process will begin the following week. So they're about a week behind. MLS playoffs. We had a bunch of good ones. We can talk about that as well tonight. Columbus Crew with a 1-0 win over the New York Red Bulls. New York City FC going down to Atlanta United at Yankee Stadium. Tata Martino changing his tactics to play on that bizarre field that doesn't even look normal on television. I'm going to tell you who I think is going to advance. MLS Conference semifinals as well. RSL 1-1 with Sporting Kansas City. So I'm going to give you a little bit of my insight on that on the show tonight as well. And again, if you have an amendment to the sport of soccer on election day that you want to make, what would it be? Would it be changing VAR? Would it be eliminating friendlies? What would you want done if you had one amendment to change the sport of soccer? Maybe you want an increase in substitutions. Maybe you want a fourth. Maybe you want diving eliminated from the game. Somebody tell me. 713-780-3776. Let's go to James, who wants to talk Boca Juniors. James.
Fred, good evening. Thanks for having me on the show. And I just want to share a couple of stories that I have about Boca Juniors and the meaning of the game. You can't compare it to anything else. As a family, we've been to a Champions League final in Europe. We've been to a couple of World Cups and Copa Libertadores as well. And also, there's been players like Cambiaso, who's played at Real Madrid and played in the Champions League and Barcelona and versus Madrid. And it's just it's a cage feeling that you have. And I think the only way to really understand it is if people kind of saw the Conor McGregor versus Khabib fight, what happened at the end. That's the atmosphere that these games are. When, very, you know, it's a fine line they have to ride, and it represents cultures, neighborhoods, and socioeconomic differences, and it has a whole other meaning than just the game, and very hard to grasp that unless you understand the culture or know a little bit about Boca Libertadores.
Yeah, and by the way, can I stop you right there, James? Yeah. Because what you said is very, very important there. We don't necessarily have that in sports in this country. I mean, you know, we'll play our MLS games, we all go home happy. And I'm not saying it's always the healthiest thing with violence between supporters groups and things, but it is a completely different animal, which you are pointing out.
Yeah, and this is coming also from people that played the Madrid-Barcelona game. We had also Walter Samuel that said, who's played a Champions League final and played the Madrid-Barcelona Clásico, There's nothing, nothing compared to the intensity on the field and the atmosphere to a Boca Juniors versus a River Plate. And imagine that 10 times more being a Libertadores final. That's what's at stake. And also, just so people can grasp, an expensive ticket in South America is only $200-$300. I mean, I know the Nacional tickets when they went to the Copa Libertadores, some Colombian friends that I have paid $200-$300 for a ticket. They're charging $3,000 a ticket for anyone that's coming outside the members group. So that's how important this game is for soccer. People from England, Europe, everyone's going there, and it's an unbelievable experience. So if you're not aware or don't know Copa Libertadores, it's fine. This will be a great place to start, and I hope that people tune in, because soccer is not just Champions League or Barcelona Madrid or all the, there's more to it, and I think this is a perfect introduction for those fans that are looking to learn a little bit more. And you, people are going to love this game.
Yeah, the content is ridiculous. What you see visually is incredible. What you hear from the acoustic side of it, unbelievable. And then you couple that with the pressure that's on these players. James, I want to just take you really quickly into the pressure on these guys, because it's a different animal being a professional soccer player for these two teams. You've got supporters groups that in some ways are almost a little bit threatening. And I would hate to be on either River Plate or Boca Juniors if you don't end up winning this Copa Libertadores.
Well, I think also they're looking at is that that's true, but we can also, if you're a Boca fan, Boca's won a lot more championships than River Plate.
What I'm trying to say is the weight of pressure comes from the fans.
Yeah, I mean, people are comparing this to for the losing team to be like the Maracanã, where Brazil lost to Germany. It's unbelievable. You're right. You're never going to wake up if you're on the losing side of this. It means more to these fans than anything else. So there is a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
nobody's going to be saying
after this to the losers, hey, it was a great run in the Copa Libertadores. Okay, you're going to be considered likely a failure in front of your fan base to a degree, right?
Yes, absolutely. But again, Boca Juniors at this level has more championships and also has never been in the Division II tier. They never been relegated to Division II. And that's only a few teams in the world, out of the big teams in the world, and the South American Giants that never went to Division II. So, you know, obviously this is more important, but life does go on, and hopefully there is no violence during the games.
Yeah, that's what we got to hope. You know, James, I got to get to some other calls. Great stuff from you. Thank you very much for coming on the show tonight. Let's go to Mike on Rivalry. What do you have, Mike?
Okay. I got something for the greatest rivalry in sports. And let me tell you something, guys. It's not even close. Give me the 90s Cowboys with your boy, 88, Michael Irvin, 8-Ball, Troy Aikman, and your pick, Deuce Emmett, squaring off against those cheating-ass 49ers. Okay, 1994 NFC Championship game. They might have got us. Okay, but did they get us again the next year? No! We won the Super Bowl championship. Dallas Cowboys over the 49ers. And I got one amendment I would like to be made to soccer, if you don't mind. I think we've got to get more brothers involved here in the United States. The best athletes in the country aren't playing this sport. Is it affordable for them to play? No. We need to get more of our African-American youth involved with soccer. Appreciate the time. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thank you.
Hey, I love that. And he's absolutely right. And there are more inner city programs now trying to mine all those great athletes, no question. But I don't. On the other hand, you want a cross section of athletes all over the country, and inner city athletes have an edge sometimes that others don't have, no question. We know that from other traditional sports in this country. And by the way, in the big picture, though, athleticism is not the problem for our national teams in soccer. There are plenty of good athletes on the U.S. national team. It's not athleticism anymore. And that argument that, oh, my God, if you had Hakeem Olajuwon playing soccer, can you imagine what we'd be? Yeah. Well, when's the last time you saw a 6'11 soccer player? By the way, I heard that Vladimir Putin, according to my friend Danny Gonzalez, who's Argentine and has the restaurant Tortoni, Vladimir Putin is supposed to be at the River Plate, Boca Juniors' second leg. All right, right now I got a pair of tickets. Tigres Pumas, two of the best in Liga MX, two historic teams in Liga MX. Saturday, November 17th. Seventh caller right now at 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to Tigres Pumas. Stay with us, Sanz. We've got more to come here on Soccer Matters ESPN 95. Just want to remind you, first hour is brought to you by the Texas Children's Hospital. It is a not-for-profit organization. It relies on generous donations from our friends in the community and beyond to help provide high-quality programs and services. Texas Children's Hospital. It began with a promise to provide the best possible care for every patient who comes to us for help. Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, a shining star here in Houston. Let's take a break. It's a Bud Light break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We thought this was very appropriate. Alice Cooper elected for today, Tuesday, Election Day, and got to get out and vote. I mean, that's the bottom line. No whiners. If you don't vote, you can't whine. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. We talked about great rivalries. What do you think the best rivalry is? And, of course, that's ahead of Boca Juniors and River Plate this weekend. We're streaming at ESPN 975. You can hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, Soccer Matters as well. And we're getting some good tweets coming on from a number of different people on these subjects. We got Pumas Tigres tickets to continue to give out here tonight. And, of course, we had some good Champions League matches here today as well. So if you want to talk Champions League, we can. Liverpool goes down to Red Star in Belgrade, 2-0. That's one that Liverpool fans might be talking about. Napoli storming back in the second half against PSG. Another tremendous match. I don't know what Carlo Ancelotti said to Napoli at halftime, but they came back in that game in the second half and were just absolutely hammering Gianluigi Buffon. All right, so the Dynamo new president, John Walker, not to be confused with Johnny Walker, who's later our guest on the show, who is a goalkeeper in South America with Colo-Colo and Católica. John Walker was named the president for the Houston Dynamo. So let's run a little of John Walker's sound. And here's his opening statement talking about Houston at the press conference last week. And, of course, there's a lot of optimism around his hiring.
When I think about the future of the club and how bright it is, it starts with this city, this amazing city. It's incredibly diverse. It's multinational, just like our club. And it's getting younger as the influence of high tech attracts millennials, many of whom have grown up playing and following the game of soccer. Some of those are our fans today, and those will be our future fans. In addition, it's a great sports town. And although it's a competitive sports market, and I understand that, there's room in this market for everyone.
So that's the opening statement. And, of course, you know, this is a guy who has tremendous experience. He's been around sports for 30 years, comes from Memphis in the NBA. Now, you know, I think the first thing people would say is, okay, selling soccer tickets may be a little bit different, but this is an intelligent man. He's noted the diversity, enough room for all sports teams. We're multicultural, millennials. I do think the Dynamo need to do more for millennials, and I mean a cheap ticket. And I think 1,500 to 2,000 of those cheap tickets, you start grooming and tilling that soil. And I don't know if that's a $10 ticket, but you make it something that gets these kids into the stadium, collegiate kids and millennials. And one day they're going to have more disposable income, and they're going to want to upgrade, and they're going to want to sit in different seats. They're going to get married, and their wife is not going to want to be jumping around necessarily at the top of the stadium and might want a different seat. But I do think that energy of youth has to be captured in even bigger way. All right, so let's go on. He talks about reshaping, Tyler, the fan experience. So let's talk about that with John Walker.
From a business perspective, I'll be working with the business team here to reshape the experience of what it means to be a Dynamo and a Dash fan. With all the different constituents, from community and civic leaders to our corporate partners, our members, the supporter clubs, and just our plain old fans, it's about creating deeper and more meaningful and lasting relationships. And each of those groups deserves a fresh look at how they interact with the club.
Yeah, no question about it. I like that as well. And I like that he's singling out different groups. Now, each group needs their own plan. I don't think there's any question to entice them and to get them excited about the game. But this is one thing that's really big to me. One thing is we have to sell soccer as well as the Dynamo. And I think that's been missed over the years. This is a soccer town. It is full of people that support River Plate, Boca Juniors, Unam Pumas, Tigres, Manchester United, Arsenal, on and on I can go. You have to sell soccer along with the Dynamo because both go hand in hand. I don't think any question. The other thing is, got to penetrate and get out to the unique potential ticket buyers. Unique in that they've never come to the stadium, and this is the hardcore, and you got to get some of them. Because if you can get them, they're loyalists. If you can get them coming down to the stadium, they're going to stick with you. We have all these amazing communities that are potentials and can be tilled. The Asian community, the Indian community. Nobody even talks about these. I've never even heard the Asian and Indian community ever mentioned by the Dynamo over all my years here. Never mentioned. Okay, these are massive communities in Houston that love the sport of soccer. The Nigerian community, we've had Sam Mbonu on, and we're going to have him on probably next week. Another place that can be mined. There is so much potential. And don't let anyone ever tell us that soccer is not big in Houston and there shouldn't be an MLS franchise here, because that's absolutely wrong. There is potential. There is a high ceiling. And I'm excited about John Walker. I really am. Because he's fresh. He's coming from the outside. I know some of you are going to say, well, he doesn't have a soccer background. No, we have to let this man have an opportunity. He has a lot of experience. And you heard Gabrielle Brenner as well. And we're going to play some of Gabrielle's sound here, the Dynamo majority owner, talking about Matt Jordan is going to be now reporting to him. So this is good. So let's go to John Walker. This is clip number 4 here on filling the building.
And having conversations with Gabrielle and the staff, you know, earlier this week, you know, certainly we need to fill the building. That's the primary objective here. There are multiple ways to do that. We have to peel back the layers of the onion on our sales and marketing right now to understand what levers we can pull, what levers we can push. To make that happen, but that's the ultimate objective is to fill the building and grow the business.
So Dynamo fans, tell me why we can't be like Portland and we can't sell at a 22,000-seat stadium in Houston, Texas, where the metro area has 6.5 million people. Let's start raising the bar. And I think with John Walker, we can raise the bar. I'm hoping so, because there's so much more that can be accomplished here. And I don't know, the Crimea River, the oh, woe is me, we got other teams, and it's Easter, and, you know, the sky was gray today, and the Astros were playing, and, you know, a bus crossed Texas Avenue, and it prevented me from getting to the game, and You know, I don't want to come. Enough with the excuses. We can do it. We could do it. This town can do it. And with the plan and the right direction, and this is why I think I'm excited about John Walker. I want to, before I drop dead, I want to see this stadium filled on a regular basis. And let's hope that's not going to be for a while. I'm going to certainly be looking both ways when I leave the studio tonight. 713-780-3776. So Dynamo fans, weigh in now. You have a opportunity on the new business officer, John Walker. Your thoughts on what he has said so far. 713-780-3776. By the way, we're going to have Matt Jordan and John in studio as soon as John gets settled here in Houston. But Matt Jordan apparently was in South America. So I'm assuming he's on the trail of a player down there. I think that's a pretty safe bet. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. There's been a lot of talk on a lot of other radio shows about Wayne Rooney getting called up to the England squad and people not happy about that. Some people happy, some not happy about it. You can tell me how you feel about it. Should Wayne Rooney be called up to the England national team to play the U.S.? Or should he just be brought to the game and brought on the field and honored? Why does he need to get the cap? Especially when you're a young England team. And he's literally going to be preventing somebody else from getting the experience on that day. Your thoughts. Should Wayne Rooney get the cap, play for England against the United States? Is this a marketing ploy? And by the way, this was set up by the English FA as sort of a charity match. Well, the FA got called out on it. And the bottom line is there was not a percentage of tickets going to any of Wayne Rooney's charities. It's basically they were going to set up areas where you could, you know, drop dollars or coins in buckets, I guess. So there's a little sleight of hand from the English FA, who a lot of times doesn't look very good, quite frankly. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. We've touched on Boca Juniors. We have touched on the new Dynamo chief business officer, who has a tremendous history in ticketing and ticket sales and marketing. So that's the president of business operations, John Walker, for the Houston Dynamo, who was just hired in a big announcement. Christian Kappas is a player for Texans FC in Houston, has apparently signed in the Danish Superliga for Hobro IK. So congratulations to him. The Dynamo also signing a 17-year-old center back, Eric McClure. Or is it McHugh? I think it's McHugh. Who's got some history around the country, some Swedish background as well. Heads rolling in Los Angeles. Pete Vahinas, who was the vice president of soccer operations, he's out. Search for that position is on, and so is a new coach. So that reminds you, LA Galaxy don't make the playoffs, heads are rolling. No messing around there. Somebody's accountable. I guess they believe Pete Vahinas, to a degree, has been accountable. So change are coming. And I mentioned, if you could change one thing in the world of soccer, what would it be on election day? 713-780-3776. Is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. The third annual Houston Soccer Community Dinner for Pediatric Cancer Aid. It's going to be at the DoubleTree 400 Dallas. It'll be in June. Keynote speaker is Ron Atkinson of Manchester United, also was a coach of Atletico Madrid. Tom Clare is the main driver behind this, him and his wife Cheryl. He's put me down as a host, so I'm going to say I'm a host, but I'm involved with marketing it well and getting the word out here. But we want to get a lot of people going to this. Three-course menu, $140. Dress is smart casual. Rooms are $99 down there. There are amazing stories. It'll be an amazing night, and it all will serve the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org. If you want to get ahead of the game here and get your tickets, Tom Clare 346 at gmail.com. Tom Clare 346 at gmail.com. Please dig into your hearts for this one. They're amazing nights. You get to rub shoulders with legendary managers like Ron Atkinson. The stories are incredible. And it is for soccer fans, but it's for any sports fan, quite frankly, can get something out of this. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. I got another pair of tickets going to break here for Tigres and Pumas. We're going to make it caller number 7. A pair of tickets to Tigres and Pumas. Liga MX coming to BBVA Compass Stadium. And when we come back, we're going to do some fun with Twitter. We're going to get some thoughts on MLS semifinals in both the Western and Eastern Conference. And again, as we go to break, we're going to remind you about our wonderful first hour presenting sponsor. It is the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200, count them, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorder. That's basically, we got 200 things going on right now trying to figure this whole cancer thing out. For more than 60 years, we've pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. Today, Texas Children's, one of the leading pediatric cancer hospitals in the country, using genomic sequencing to provide state-of-the-art personalized cancer treatment for children. Thank you, Texas Children's Hospital. Let's take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. By the way, with hundreds of children diagnosed right here each year, it isn't just a job for Texas Children's Hospital, it's our life. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit organization, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community and beyond to help us provide high-quality programs and services. Our thanks to Texas Children's Hospital, who are our first hour presenting sponsors. Texas Children's Hospital supporting the sport of soccer here as well, because so many of the patients in their pediatric cancer ward love the game of soccer. I can attest to that, going down there with soccer balls and handing them out and meeting some of these amazing warriors and their parents. So our thanks to that. Our thanks to the wonderful Liberty Kitchen and our good friend Carl Eves and Lance Fegan. We thank Liberty Kitchen, also Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, and Jan Christensen. St. Thomas women's team has advanced to the playoffs under their coach, Nick. So thanks and congratulations to them and to St. Thomas. So that's all good stuff there. A couple of results here today. Bruges 4-0 over Monaco. Guess who's in goal for Bruges? U.S. international Ethan Horvath playing in the Champions League. Red Star 2-0 over Liverpool, which, you know, with all this talk of a Super League, that's an interesting result there. I'm not a big fan of the Super League, but I'm not going to get into that tonight. Inter Milan, Icardi against Barcelona, Malcolm, 1-1 draw. Barcelona has advanced. Atletico Madrid reverses the result against Dortmund, 2-0. Griezmann getting one in that. Schalke, 2-0 over Galatasaray of Turkey. Spurs, how about this? Harry Kane gets two late after being down 1-0 to PSV. They get a 2-1 victory. Spurs needed that in a big way. And Napoli 1-1 with PSG. Tomorrow, Juventus, Manchester United, good place to go catch it, is down at the King's Court. Go down there, say hello to Jay. King's Court is down in Edo, right next to BBVA Compass Stadium. Wonderful place to watch the game, and a wonderful place to pick up a bucket of Bud Lights. Bud Lights go perfect with the Champions League. Saturday, you're going to have Boca Juniors and River Plate down there, and then Sunday, Manchester United again back in action unbelievable against Manchester City in that derby match. So it's pretty crazy. All right, let's hit before I get to Victor Ariza in our Twitter and tweet segment here. Just another reminder that coming up in the second hour, which is sponsored by the Daspit Law Firm, we've got two players that played, and they're both goalkeepers, that have played in intense matches in the Copa Libertadores. And that's kind of been a theme here tonight. We really want you to take on the Copa Libertadores and watch Boca Juniors and River Plate and get your reaction. And if you're somebody that hasn't followed that, please give this a chance this weekend. 2 o'clock, Fox Deportes. It is a spectacle unlike any other in so many ways. So tune into the Copa Libertadores on Saturday. And I would love your feedback next week. And I know a lot of people are paying attention to the election. But Johnny Walker was a goalkeeper with Colo-Colo and Católica. He will join the show tonight. He's got some amazing stories about playing in front of these absolutely rabid crowds that make crowds in the United States and the NFL and NHL look rather tame. And then also, Dario Sala will talk a little Atlanta United, how they've reclaimed their edge in MLS playoffs, and some of the matches that he played in the Copa Libertadores for Deportivo Cali in Colombia, and of course also for River Plate. All right, Victor Ariza joins us now. What do you have?
We'll start off with what you just mentioned, Manchester United. On this day in 1986, you might have heard of this guy, Sir Alex Ferguson, appointed manager of Manchester United FC. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Tom Clare, that's a good one. And there's nothing like Sir Alex, greatest club manager ever. You tell me. It's 713-780-3776. Tom Clare and has told me so many stories about Alex Ferguson, but almost walked away from the job when he didn't have success early on. And who would have known how he would take this club to such great heights?
Keeping it with the England theme here, Gary Lineker, who's a great follow on Twitter, says, "I'll be gutted if I don't make an England squad sometime soon."
Yeah, they're having a lot of fun with this whole Wayne Rooney thing. And again, I would love somebody, listen, I love what Wayne's doing in Major League Soccer. We have to give Wayne Rooney tremendous credit for what he has done at DC United. But to bring him back to play for England now, and I know a lot of people are really think this is a good idea. Why not honor him in a different way? You're getting a lot of the old timers for England who are saying, look, we had to earn our caps. You know, 713-780-3776. Do you think Wayne Rooney should go back to England and play against the U.S.? Or do you think he should just be honored and not take what could be even 20 vital minutes away from a young player and a young England squad under Gareth Southgate? You tell us, 713-780-3776.
This next one's from ESPN FC, one of these graphics. It was not Liverpool's night. It's a quote from Klopp today after the game where they asked him if he can put a finger on what went wrong for Liverpool, and he said, "I only have 10 fingers."
Hey, you know what? Listen, first of all, he is gold when it comes to sound bites, and I love his honesty. Who wouldn't want to play for Jurgen Klopp, by the way? But there are some struggles right now. Now, 1-1 draw with Arsenal, that's not a bad result away from home this past weekend. But there are many people out there now because of the standard they set last year. And I mean, last year was an amazing year. There are many people right now that have some questions around Liverpool.
Bringing this one home to the States, right? John Arnold up in Dallas announced FC Dallas set to announce its USL League One team. This was last week. Team will call Toyota Stadium home, but may also play some games at another location in Dallas-Fort Worth. So if you thought FC Dallas had a good academy before, there you go.
Yeah, that was a missing piece, but they were still producing players without the USL team. I love the USL team, which is essentially in the United States, your reserve team. I love them playing in the stadium that they are trying to get in to as full-blown professionals. I love them being in the environment in and around the first team. I love the academy mixed into that. I love a plan that includes all that organic give back that you get when you make one station and one base for your soccer club.
This next one, Nick Raimondo, probably the greatest goalkeeper in the history of Major League Soccer, was right after the LAFC loss, after Russell Lake defeated LAFC in the wild card of the MLS Cup playoffs. He said, side note, don't let a few salty fans take away what LAFC brought to the league this year. I applaud their passion, front office, and team for adding another fantastic franchise to MLS.
Now, that's a, I love that from Nick Raimondo. My question is, would he have said that if they hadn't won?
Maybe a couple days later.
Yeah, but I do like that. I do like that from him, and that is a good shout out to LAFC, who got dismantled by Real Salt Lake. Who, by the way, Real Salt Lake, we're waiting for your thank you cards because the Houston Dynamo beat the Los Angeles Galaxy, and that's how you got into the playoffs, and that's why you're playing in a second leg this weekend. Real Salt Lake, who's up against it, I think their time will be up this weekend.
Yeah, well, they got Sporting Kansas City. They're We'll see.
At Sporting Kansas City, New York City FC will go to Atlanta United. So I have Atlanta United in that one. Columbus Crew, New York Red Bulls. I'm going to say Columbus is going to put the Red Bulls out. And by the way, that's Greg Berhalter, to whom many are claiming are going to be is going to be the next U.S. national team coach. So I have a feeling the pressure is on the Red Bulls because they've won supporter shields, but they have not won, Victor, what is the big prize, and that's the MLS Cup. And BWP, Bradley Wright Phillips, said, look, it's all about the MLS Cup.
Yeah, I think Red Bulls might have something to say about that, especially Luis Robles, I think, who got slighted for that Goalkeeper of the Year award.
I voted for him number one, by the way. I did. I promise you.
And the winner, Zach Steffen, plays for Columbus, the other team.
And he was my number two pick, so that's it. Let's not forget about Portland and Seattle either. And by the way, that's on Thursday night. You know why that's Thursday night? Because there's a car show at CenturyLink Field on the weekend. We got, and so 60,000 fans, still, that's the way it goes. All right, so this is a good first hour. Thank you, Victor, for those. That was a great selection and cross-section. Pair of tickets right now. Caller number 6, Tigres Pumas, Saturday, November 17th. Liga MX fans, call in right now, 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets to Tigres Pumas. Again, a huge thank you to the first hour presenting sponsor, the Texas Children's Hospital. They pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. They're on a mission down there to eliminate pediatric cancer, so a big thank you here in the first hour to the Texas Children's Hospital. T. Scott doing a great job behind the glass. We got coming up in the next hour, Johnny Walker, American goalkeeper who took his game to South America in Colo-Colo and Católica in Chile. We also have coming up, Robbie Bennett will close the show out here in our Outside the Box segment. I'm not going to let you know what Robbie Bennett does. And then also Dario Sala, who also played in the Copa Libertadores, the assistant coach for Atlanta United, tells us how they got it done at Yankee Stadium and his experiences in the Copa Libertadores. Bud Light break, more to come. Second hour coming up.
You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.